This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Environmental activists hope to ask Denver voters for more money to tackle climate change. CPR Sam Brash reports.
Ian Thomas DeFoya is one of the activists leading the new ballot campaign. If passed, most property owners would pay a tax on electricity and natural gas use above a certain threshold. DeFoya says that could raise $130 million a year for green jobs and clean energy.
If we make the polluters pay, and then we drive those dollars back into the communities that were facing the burden, then we're living up to climate justice.
Denver voters passed a climate sales tax in November. That approach didn't face much organized opposition, but big businesses like Xcel Energy have opposed earlier versions of an energy tax to combat climate change. Activists must collect about 9,000 signatures to make the 2021 ballot. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Police have seized the guns of a Denver man under investigation for a plot to kill the state attorney general. CPR's Matt Moret has more.
The Denver Post reports that Bryce Shelby spoke to an undercover FBI agent about shooting Phil Weiser and other Colorado officials, including Denver Mayor Michael Hancock and Police Chief Paul Pazin. The FBI began its investigation this summer, but Shelby has not been charged with a crime. Denver police obtained an extreme risk protection order in November, which forced Shelby to turn over his two semi-automatic rifles. Shelby is a self-described member of the new Black Panther Party, a black nationalist group separate from the original Black Panthers of the 1960s and 70s. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, with control of the U.S. Senate hinging on the Georgia runoff elections, groups working to turn out black voters are not slowing down. Will their votes drive a historic outcome for Democrats? Next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, as Colorado tries to reboot the economy, there's a growing problem for working parents. The early childhood workforce is not keeping up with demand.
I have been in the field for 10 years. I have my bachelor's degree. I have a director license. I have a teacher license. And I make $17.33.
Or roughly $32,000 a year. We'll hear more on this story coming up in 10 minutes on All Things Considered on CPR News.